This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant hinted Tuesday that the country had retaliated for attacks carried out against it as the war with Hamas-led Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip widens to other areas.
Since Gaza hostilities erupted with a cross-border Hamas rampage on October 7th, the Israeli military has said it has also retaliated. The Israeli Defense Minister told lawmakers Israel is in a multi-front war and is coming under attack from seven theaters: Gaza, Lebanon, Syria, Judea, Samaria, West Bank, Iraq, Yemen, and Iran, and Israel has responded and taken action in six of these countries. Gallant said there is no immunity for anyone who takes action against Israel. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
In an interview, the UN Emergency Medical Coordinator Sean Casey says thousands are remaining hospitals are being swamped.
Health capacity is at about 20% of what it was 80 or so days ago. So almost all of the hospital beds, almost all of the hospital services have stopped functioning.
A caravan of thousands of migrants continues to trudge through southern Mexico, with some saying that they expect nothing good from a planned meeting between American and Mexican officials about the migrant surge at the U.S. border. The migrants passed by Mexico's main inland immigration inspection point on Tuesday outside a town in southern Chiapas State. The National Guard officers there made no attempt to stop the estimated 6,000 migrants. In the past, Mexico has let them go through, hoping they would tire themselves out walking along the highway. But U.S. officials are expected to press Mexico to stop more migrants at a meeting scheduled Wednesday. This is VOA News. A U.N. Atomic Watchdog report says Iran is increasing production of highly enriched uranium. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
The International Atomic Energy Agency said in a report to member states that Iran has increased the rate at which it's producing near-weapons-grade uranium in recent weeks. The move is reversing a previous slowdown that started in the middle of this year, according to the agency. Iran had previously slowed down the rate at which it was enriching uranium to 60% purity. Uranium enriched at 60% purity is just a short technical step away from weapons-grade levels of 90%. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Turkish Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee has given its consent to Sweden's bid to join NATO. The move on Tuesday draws the previously non-aligned Nordic country closer to membership in the Western Military Alliance. Sweden's accession protocol will now need to be approved in the Turkish Parliament's General Assembly for the last stage of the legislative process in Turkey. Mexico launched its army-run airline, with the first Mexican Airlines flight taking off from Mexico City, bound for the Caribbean resort of Tulum. It was another sign of the outsized role that the President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has given to Mexico's armed forces. The airline's military-run holding company now also operates a dozen airports, hotels, trains, country's customs service, as well as parks. Mexico's defense secretary said Tuesday that having all those diverse businesses run by the military was common in developed countries, but in fact only Cuba, Sri Lanka, Argentina, and Colombia have military-run airlines that operate a handful of planes, mainly on underserved or remote domestic routes. Police are investigating incidents involving Colorado justices after former U.S. President Donald Trump's name was removed from the state's ballot.
Police said they are providing extra patrols around the Denver area homes of Colorado Supreme Court justices. Threats were directed at the judges following the court's decision to remove the former president from the state's presidential primary ballot. Citing safety and privacy considerations and because there are ongoing investigations, Denver police won't provide details. In a 4-3 decision last week, Colorado's highest court ruled that Trump can be barred from the ballot for violating the U.S. Constitution's insurrection clause. The court stayed its decision until January 4th, or until the U.S. Supreme Court rules on the case. I'm Norman Hall.
More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.